Most of the children are going to stay in, but if you've got little ones, like nursery age, and they're sort of stamping a little bit now, you might want to go out into sunbeams. So Amy and Drew, I think, are going to do a sort of short session out there. We are going to press on in here. We need all the kids to stay, all the ones from about four and up, five and up, and we just want to thank the sponsors. Sorry, I'm trying to follow this piece of paper. We've got a little JPEG here because the camp that we did last weekend was only possible because people gave in an incredible way, both from this church and from other places, and from a wonderful trust. There it is. So we just wanted to say again, thank you so much to those who gave. Young people gave, older people gave, families gave to other families. It was really amazing. And we've done a report, which we just finished yesterday, and we're going to send that out to everyone this week. So just to let everybody know that. Peter and Matthew are just going to come and share one or two thoughts. I think Peter's going to share first. Peter and Emily and Baraka and some of the other guys helped lead in the camp, in the tents, which was really brilliant. They're only sort of 15, 16, and they came and really helped us, which was fantastic. We did hear that there was a 19-year-old who had trouble getting the children in his tent to bed, and he announced in the morning that he wasn't sure he wanted to be a father anymore. Because it was obviously quite a trauma, and he had pretty good ones in his tent, actually. So, you know, there you go. So Peter and Matt are just going to share something from this fantastic Josiah story. Brilliant.
Thank you very much. So as it says, Josiah was 8 years old, and the fact that he was eight really speaks to the character word, because most of the children in my tent were like, I think the oldest I had was like 11, and then it was 8 and then 7. So to make that decision at such a young age, really, I think it spoke to many people, and most of the prayers was, let me be able to make that decision that Josiah made, because realistically, I know everyone wants to make that decision, but it's the fear of being different or the fear of missing out on things that prevents you. And there's not enough space in your heart because of idols and other things that you do that separates you from God and separates you from making this decision. Like George shared this picture of two rooms, and then one room was cluttered and it had so much stuff in it, it was messy, much like mine. And then you've got the other room, which is clean and it's just spacious. And I think it was just representing the two different hearts, the heart that has space for God to move in, and the heart that is filled with idols and other things, and there's not enough space for God to move in. And I think it just, this verse in itself, it was just very powerful for such a young boy to make such a decision. And I think that decision is how we should live our lives, and that's the basis we should live our lives, to turn away from what we're doing and stick on this road that God has put us upon, and continue to do what's right in the eyes of the Lord.
Jesus, could you pray for us?
Guess I'm praying. Lord, I thank you for that weekend. I thank you for the fun that we had. I pray that all that fun and that can continue, and over the years develop it. I pray for the really resonance of that same decision Josiah made. I pray that you can help us make room for you in our hearts. You can set our hearts alight, and I pray that it's just uncontrollable, and we can begin to overflow with the Holy Spirit and pour onto people that we meet. I thank you for what you're doing amongst the younger ones. I pray that as they continue to grow in stature, they continue to grow in you, Lord. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Thanks so much, Peter. Seriously, I think what Peter said today was like probably one of the most important things of like the Christian faith. About, it's all like a decision, right? It's all a decision. And so I want to say a quick little thing about decisions. But first, can I quickly ask you all a very important question that's like been on my mind recently? I'd like you to raise your hand if you've watched the new Wonder Woman film. Anyone? Oh, fantastic. Whee! It's a good film, isn't it? It's a good one. I highly recommend it. Okay, so basically, a little bit of background. It's like this tribe on this hidden island I'm going to try not to give away too many spoilers. Hide at a tribe on this hidden island, and one day this like World War I American pilot crashes into the island, tells them all about this great war that's going on in the world, and these people are supposed to be like defending like the human race, but they're just locked away on this island, hidden. But the princess decides she'll go help, fight. She discovers she has like these superpowers, and she ends World War I, so we can all be very grateful for that. And so basically, that's the whole story. So you don't need to watch it anymore. There we go. And the reason I'm telling you this is because the princess, who is becomes Wonder Woman, she like finds out during her adventure, that all humans are capable of great good, and also like terrible evil. They were capable of causing massive wars, but also standing up for those who had no one to stand up for them. And she realized that each one must choose for themselves this choice between two sides. And so on Carrie Wood, the guy who was speaking, called David Abbott, he must have watched this film or something, because it definitely came up like quite a lot. He put these words of Wonder Woman, of his choice of good and evil, into an image. And this is the image he used, this one. Nice little heart there. And on the left, as you can see, is all this stuff. It's just stuff all on the left-hand side of this heart. And on the right, there's Jesus, which is really cool. And I feel like this is a picture of my heart. Like, I feel God gives me a choice in life. It's a choice between him and a choice between all this stuff. And like, I find so often my life gets filled up with this stuff. And then when I ask God to go deeper, there's not much space for more. And so I would like you to use your imaginations now. So imagine this is an image of Israel at the time of Josiah. Imagine this is a very funny looking border. And here's God's temple. That's where God dwelt. And on the left, Israel had put up like all these idols. The land was just full of idols, full of all these things that had all the people's attention, that all their attention was on these idols serving them. You know, God was still there. God was still there. People still went and worshipped him, but they also want to worship all these other things and spent so much time on these other things. And so God, you know, God gave them a choice. There was this choice between him, this living God, which brought them out of Egypt, broke slavery, did all these miracles, and the choice between these things, which have never really helped them, but they're just other things in the world, things that everyone else does, things that are so normal for them. And so this is the problem. Josiah wanted more of God in his kingdom. He wanted more of God in his land, and he wanted more of God in his life. But, and look, God is there. God was there. He wasn't just completely no God. There was God there. But there was no space for more of God. Like, the land is full. There's God here, and there's all this stuff. Full. Completely full. And so, Josiah had this choice between good and evil, and he chose to go and break down every single idol. He chose to break down every single one so the people's hearts would no longer be divided. And at the beginning of Carrie Wood, I started to discover that there wasn't actually that much more space in my heart. Like, I was coming before this camp saying, Lord, I so want more of your life-changing love, this love that makes me different among my friends and gives me so much joy in my everyday. But there was all these things that have my attention. Like, even during this church service, I'm thinking about this and that, and my mind's so concentrated, so devoted on all these other things. And so there's no more space. I've set like limits on the amount God can come into my heart. And so during Carrie Wood, I just asked God something really simple. I just asked that he would help me to start breaking down these things which have so much of my attention and so much of my heart. And so God could take that place instead. And so, because, you know, I can't do it alone. These things that they kind of have a hold on me. I can't easily let go of them. So I need Jesus' help. I was asking God to help me care less about these things so I would be able to care more about others, more wanting to serve. And on Carrie Wood, even during that thing, I think a couple of us, loads of the guys came forward to prayer asking for this. And I certainly experienced my own heart, just even on that Carrie Wood, I started to care about less about me having fun. I want to have a good time. But starting to just more care about the kids. I'm wanting to just serve them and do things that will bless them. And I feel like that was God slowly starting to get rid of some of these things as I was bringing them before him, slowly starting to rub it out a tiny bit so that he could come a bit more into different parts of my heart. And so I really want to encourage you guys today to ask, you know, for more of God. That's so awesome. Asking for more of his life-changing love, this love which is so awesome. But at the same time, ask him to help you overcome or help you to deal with any parts of your heart which are kind of occupied maybe by other things, other thoughts, other things that have our devotion. And so, are we going to do a worship time now? So cool, awesome. Maybe the band could come up. And I'd just like to pray for you guys. And I'd really encourage you guys, just it's going to be a short time now, just to bring things before God. If ask him to bring to your mind anything that may, that he sees that has been occupying your mind, has been, you know, really kind of weighing on you. And maybe ask a friend to pray with you. Because we all want more of God. That's why we're here. So yeah, but also, I'm going to pray and maybe have a good stand up. And we're just going to worship, get someone to pray with you, speak to God yourself. Now I'm going to pray. Father, we just thank you so much that we are your children. We're children of the light. I thank you so much for that, Father. Thank you so much you're in our hearts. We've invited you in. Thank you, you've changed us so much. You've helped us to take a U-turn in our life, Father, and everything's so wonderful with you. Lord, we ask for more of you, Father. We ask for more of you now. Please come, Jesus, and settle on every single person here, and everyone would feel your love, the satisfaction, just such satisfaction so deeply down. But we also want to ask, Father, you'd show us in our hearts anything that occupies this place in our hearts. Amen.
Okay, if you're here this morning, put up your hand. Woo! Okay, there's at least 20 people here who are not here. Fantastic. You're very welcome this morning. I know that we've got some people who are here today who are visitors. Some people who were here a long time ago, and they've been living in far distant places, like Dawn, not to embarrass her. It's lovely to see you. And we're going to have a fantastic morning. We had a wonderful weekend at Carrotty Wood last weekend. About 75 of us, mainly children and teenagers. And we're going to hopefully enjoy the overflow this morning. It's going to be a service with a difference. Two things are going to happen this morning, at least two things. One is that Elizabeth, who is just arriving, big hand for Elizabeth. Ione and Oriofi are going to be dedicated. Oriofi. But now I'm thinking Nigerian. Oriofi. Keep correcting me. Are going to be dedicated in the latter part of this morning. And all the guests, friends and relatives are very, very welcome. But we're going to have a wonderful time before that happens. Jo.
Wonderful. So this Sunday is a bit different from a normal Sunday. We've got some little brief messages rather than one main message. And all the children are going to stay in, apart from the very tiny ones who are probably going to go out kind of midway. And the plan is to have this special dedication a bit further on in the meeting as well. So that's going to happen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 that we only see in part. And in one of the versions it says we only see fragments. We've only seen fragments. That was written by a man who had probably seen more than any of us have ever seen. So we're praying that we see a bit more today, a few more fragments of Jesus and of what he's done. And the children and young people are going to be sharing with us. We're going to start with two amazing songs, both of which are about what Jesus has done for us. When we were on this camp last weekend, Nick talked about the song of the angels, which they're singing. If we could see today into heaven, they're singing, the Bible says, a new song. And this new song says, worthy is this Lamb who has died, that only Jesus is worthy. So the second song we're going to sing today has a chorus which we were taught on the weekend, is the Song of the Angels, and it says, Jesus, Lamb of God. And it's got this wonderful chorus. So when we sing that second song, what we were doing in the end on the weekend was we were lifting up our hands. So if you want to, when we sing the chorus of that second song, we could lift up our hands to him. And we're going to sing before that this amazing song, I Cast My Mind to Calvary. I've loved this song so much that I've tried to learn it all off by heart. And Matt worked out, where is Matt? Some actions for the chorus. Do you remember the actions, Matt? And it helped us to sing it. So we're hoping, well, he's got a slightly vague look on his face. We're hoping that he's remembered the actions and he's going to teach them to us now. And then we're going to pray and then we're going to sing it. So do you want to come up and have a go? Could we put up the words of the pray? Oh, praise the name. It's that bit, the chorus bit of I Cast My Mind. Brilliant.
So basically, it's all quite simple. Ready? So it goes, oh, praise the name of the Lord. Oh, praise his name forevermore, for endless days. I will sing your praise. Once again, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. There we go. That's...
Okay, most of us aren't as tall as Matthew. It looks pretty impressive when he does it. You may, yeah, could you stay up when we sing it? You could have some friends. Do you want to call up some friends? Do you have some friends? Oh, yeah, brilliant. Would they come and help with the action? That would be fantastic. Wonderful. We're going to stand and we're going to pray. Emily's going to come up and pray for us. Well, I knocked this thing up. It'd be wonderful if we could all stand. That would be fantastic. And then we're going to pray and then we're going to sing.
Dear Lord, I just want to thank you for the amazing time we had at Caritywood last week and that we could just be close with other churches and other children in different groups and that we could all just come together and be closer with you and just be filled more with your Holy Spirit. I pray that this will just happen today as well, that a fire will burn in our hearts that is blazing for you, Lord, and that the Holy Spirit will just spread around so we can all yearn for your presence. And I pray that you just refresh us and give us new energy so we can honor you with our lives. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Wonderful. Last weekend, 75 people, not just from this church, but from four churches across Kentish Town, went away on a kind of kids and youth weekend called Caritywood. And we're just going to share a little bit about that today. Over that weekend, we looked at the story of King Josiah from Chronicles, which is a stunning story, actually. It's actually a story of revival that began in the heart of a boy who was eight, and the impact that it had in Israel and this incredible national turning back to God that there was as a result of it. I'm not speaking this morning. Sorry, I just get very excited about this guy, Josiah. So, we did a memory verse on the weekend. And I think, could we put up the memory verse? And it was from 2 Chronicles. Hey, there it is. Lovely character with green. And Matt's going to have a go at doing this with us. Show us how we did it on the camp. We've had a stunning rendition from a brother and sister this morning. And I think we have to get a repeat of this.
Okay. Can we have everyone who wants and who came to Caritywood Word and who thinks they can do it? Like, come on, just all you guys got to come to the front. All you guys. Any adults who feel they can do it as well? Yes, thank you so much, Sabrina. Fantastic. You guys go, yes, Anna, fantastic, guys. So you guys can all like line up long. Awesome, guys. So this involves a lot of participation from you guys as well. So basically, what we're going to do is we're all going to say it really loud, and can you guys say it along with us? But every time we get to an and, like you see after king it says and, after lord it says and, we do a kind of Mexican wave across everything. That's the way we did on the camp. Starting on this side. So it could be a practice where we say the first thing, right? We're going to say the first line. All of us can say it together. And then when we get to and, we do a big Mexican wave across like that. And you guys got to do it as well, right? Starting on this side going along, okay? You guys ready? Do you guys think you remember it? Okay, cool. Ready? When Josiah was 8 years old, when he became king, and was right in the eyes of the Lord, and He did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left.
2 Chronicles 34, verse 1 to 2.
Oh, that was it.
Okay, guys. Okay, well, hang on a minute. We need everyone to stay up here. Okay. We need everyone to stay up here. We want those who are under 18 just to say briefly what the best thing was about the camp. Okay, it could be one thing. It could be tuck shop. It could be swimming. Just one word. Okay, Munya, what was the best thing?
Getting closer to God.
Whoa, getting closer to God, Munya. Fantastic. What about the outside stuff?
Basketball.
Whoa, the basketball. They found the basketball court. And we couldn't get them off it, actually.
Meeting times and swimming.
Meeting times and swimming, brilliant.
Four square.
What is that? There's this tiny concrete patch in the middle of this incredible woodland, and they spent hours on this tiny concrete patch. I didn't get the four square thing at all.
Collecting wood for the fire.
Yeah, amazing fires that Al and Pete did.
Tuck shop.
Oh, tuck shop.
Tuck shop.
Oh, surely not, Edward.
Winning.
Oh, okay, can we just say something about Edward? He's the only boy, this happened last year, this is true, who tried to get points ahead for the following year. He tried to book them a year in advance by picking up rubbish at the end. That is very true.
Meeting times and swimming, and it's only 357 days till next year.
She is counting.
When everyone acted out the memory verse for the tent inspections and the basketball court.
Oh, okay.
The trip, like the coach ride.
Oh, the coach ride. Okay, did you come back in the second or the luxury?
No, the first one.
Ah, and even that was good. Okay, brilliant. Guys, do you want to come? Oh, no, don't sit down, actually. Don't sit down. Would a few of you be willing to pray and ask that God would continue to work in our hearts? And I'm going to pass the microphone along. If you don't want to pray, you just pass it on to the next person, all right? I'm going to start with Munya and finish with John. Yeah? Brilliant. Let's close our eyes while they pray for all of us.
Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us here safely from the coach. And I pray that we'll have a fantastic day and we'll have a lovely life and we'll get closer to you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Father, Lord, I thank you for this lovely day, Lord. And thank you for everyone that was able to come to this meeting, Lord. I pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will come into our hearts. And I pray, Lord, that you'll really help us move closer to you in this meeting. Amen.
Thank you that we had a safe journey back from County Wood. And thank you that we're all here for this church day. And thank you that we've been here safely. And thank you that you gave us everything to survive. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Lord, I just pray that today that you'll really touch our hearts, not only at County Wood, that we'll have a really good week this week. And it'll be really good. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for Cavity Wood, and thank you that we got here back home safely. I just hope that we can get to know you more in this year, and I pray that our hearts will not be plagued by sin anymore.
Lord, thank you for Cavity Wood. Thank you that we all came back changed people in you. Lord, would you please make all of us here changed in you, Lord? Amen.
Amen. Fantastic prayers, guys. Thank you so much. One more thing. We are going to do the one song. We need everyone to stand up and join in for this. We're going to do the Na 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 song, Louise. It's no good looking nervous. We need a few adults up here as well. This is a song. Matt, can you introduce it and just show the app?
Okay. Honestly, that's awesome. No, Lily, it's great. That's great. Awesome. So this song involves jumping and many Na 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 Na's. Let's do it. Oh, yeah. Remember.
When we did it in the meeting at the camp, we had to give out water because they were jumping so much. We had to give drinks in the middle of the meeting so they weren't thirsty. Anna and Edward, we need you to do this rather stunning little rendition of the memory verse. Could you do it up on the stage so people can see you? This is a great double act.
Josiah was 8 years old when he became king.
And
he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
And
He did not turn aside to the right hand or the left. 2 Chronicles 34:1-2.
Brilliant, brilliant. Guys, well done. Really very impressive. Okay, we are going to do the offering, are we? We're going to do the offering. We have the red bucket here. If you're a visitor, there's no obligation at all to give. This is our weekly giving to the Lord. We are going to sing. Brilliant. We're going to sing again the amazing song we began with, I Cast My Mind to Calvary. Fantastic.
So can everyone stand, please?
Just wanted to mention one thing in the notices, and that's when we finish this morning, we're going to have a fantastic lunch, and it's an ECOS Sunday. For those of you that are new here today, every couple of weeks during the term time, we invite people to come and spend an hour or so sharing conversation with us, and it's called ECOS. And today we've invited, there'll probably be about 10 to 15 people, visitors, and I've got a little badge which Paul is sitting on there. If you see anybody with that badge on, then they're allowed to queue barge, just so they don't spend too much time waiting for the food when we have lunch. And do reach out to them. One of the ECOS people who'd come along a couple of months ago, went back to Japan last week, and it was just amazing to see what a change there'd been in her life. She'd got to know some people in the church who'd loved her, done things with her, given her lunch, and she was quite tearful when she said goodbye. And she just said, if it hadn't been for ECOS, and you know, we may think, well, this is just something that we're kind of putting on for people on Sundays, but actually the impact on some people's lives is great. So thank you for all that have helped, and today remember to reach out to our visitors.
Thank you very much, Nick. For those of you part of the church, just a reminder that next Sunday, special afternoon during the talk, when the children normally go out to different groups, they're going for a trip out, the children, the young people, all going out together, going to the fields for fun and games. That's going to be next Sunday during the talk. The children will be going out just a short distance away. And also, Joe, come and tell us about what happens next week. Now, come on, tell us what's happening next week. It's something very special for Flame.
I just didn't want him to forget it. It's the Flame Prize Giving. So everybody's been saving up in their sticker books. So it's the Flame Prize Giving and the trip to the fields. It gets better and better.
And then a week on Friday, we've got our baptisms, 14th, July the 14th, at Chalk Farm Baptist Church. Fantastic. This morning, lots of good things happening, but it's very special. Thank you if you've come this morning to support Elizabeth, because it's a very great day as church family, as friends, to come and celebrate with Elizabeth on this very, very special day. So if you've come here today, if you've been invited by Elizabeth, I just want to say thank you so much for making the effort and coming today to this special dedication. We're very pleased this morning to be able to join with Elizabeth as she wants to dedicate her son Aini and her daughter Oriofe. Thank you. I've been practicing. As she dedicates her two children to God. Do you know that having children, it's a wonderful blessing. And yet, it's a blessing, but also it's a great responsibility at the same time. We read in the Bible that children are from God. That's what we read in Psalm 127 and verse 3. It says, children are a reward from Him. Wow. Children are a reward from God. And so we're here today to stand as a church family and friends and family with Elizabeth as she wants to say thank you, as she publicly wants to stand up and say thank you so much to God for giving her the gift of children. I wonder if I could ask Elizabeth, please, to come to the front, and her family with her too. And if you're a friend and you want to come, you can come too. There's plenty of space here at the front. If you'd like to come down the front, family, friends as well are welcome. Come down. Let's give them a warm round. Give them a big round of applause. Thank you so much for coming today. Fantastic, fantastic. We've got family, we've got friends. Thank you so much for making the effort to come and support Elizabeth on this very, very special day. I'm just going to ask Elizabeth to say in her own words how blessed she is to have these children.
Thank you. And thank you, Church, for the support I've had so far. I just can't thank God enough for his wonderful blessings upon my life. I thank him especially for the grace he has given to me. I thank him for health. I thank him for the peace that I enjoy. And I just thank him for the financial blessings as well. Thank God for everything. Words are not enough to thank God. But from the bottom of my heart, I say, Lord, you're worthy to be praised. Thank you for life, for health. I just recall every day that went past during this pregnancy, he made it so easy for me. You know, I didn't even think I was pregnant, you know, because I had been pregnant before and it was like a chore. But every step of the way, God saw me through. And the baby came even weeks before the intended day. I thought, okay, I'd worked so hard, I'm going to rest the whole of April, and boom. The day after work, baby says, I'm coming. And she came. But God has given me rest despite all the work I've done. I just thank him. And I praise him for the days ahead and ask for strength.
Amen. Thank you very much. We're acknowledging today as family, friends, and as church that all life comes from God. And just as he's given you, Elizabeth, a son and a daughter, that we're standing with you as you dedicate them back to the God who made them. We're going to read just a passage from Psalm 139. This is the wonderful words that we find in the Bible describing what has happened to you, Elizabeth. It says this: God, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion. You were there as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Those are the words that we read in Scripture, describing the miracle, the absolute miracle that's happened inside Elizabeth's womb in having these two wonderful, beautiful children. Now today, this dedication is important because we're recognizing that it's God who has given Aini and Oriofe to Elizabeth, and he's given her the job, the stewardship of looking after them as his mother, their mother. We read in Scripture that Jesus loved children. Listen to what we find in the book of Mark in chapter 10. Once when some mothers were bringing their children to Jesus to bless them, the disciples shooed them away, telling them not to bother him. But when Jesus saw what was happening, he was very much displeased with his disciples and said to them, "Let the children come to me, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as they. Don't send them away. I tell you, as seriously as I know how, anyone who refuses to come to God as a little child will never be allowed into his kingdom." Then Jesus took the children into his arms, placed his hands on their head, and he blessed them. And that's what we want to do today. We want to bless Aini and Oriofe to pray for the blessing of God to rest upon their lives. I think it's fantastic that we can gather here today as church family, as family and as friends, and we can celebrate and we can bless and we can rejoice with you in this very, very special dedication. Now we read in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 2 how Jesus' parents, Joseph and Mary, they took Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem to dedicate him to the Lord. And that's what we're doing today. We're doing exactly the same as Mary and Joseph did all those years ago, is they took Jesus to the temple to dedicate him back to God. And this is what we read there in this book in Luke. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. The Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit he would not die before he had seen the Lord's anointed Savior. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. Simeon took Jesus in his arms and praised God. Then he spoke about the child's destiny and future through the gift of prophecy. And we're going to do that today. We're going to pray. We're going to listen to see if God has something he wants to say today to you, Elizabeth, and to these children. Something he wants to pray over their lives. I wonder if I could ask Anyeka just to say a few words and to lead us as we start to pray.
I'm thanking God today, church, for this little girl. I was there for her arrival, and it was a privilege. I thank God because the church were praying on that day. If you all remember, we went for a baby shower. And Elizabeth was having contraction. So we went to the hospital. The story was that when we got to the hospital, she was just waiting to be given an injection, and then she would come back to her party. And then she was just complaining. And then the midwife checked her, and she said, she's 2 centimeters. And I said, yes. Not letting her to see me. She was still saying, she's going back. She's coming home for her party. How can you be coming? I want to have my party. Anyway, so by the time she's checked again, she was 4 centimeters. And she's still wanting her party. And then we went into the ward. And I was thinking, you're not going nowhere. But I'm not saying it loud because I will be her enemy. So we continued. But God's so amazing. You know how everything went and the church were praying. You could tell that the church were praying. Because when this baby was born, she cried. We were clutching the baby and we didn't even see anything until the midwife whisked the baby away from her hand and called the whole obstetricians. Everybody, she rang the bell because there was something happening. But thank God, before we know it, the whole room were full of all the doctors, and this baby was saved. Is God not amazing? There's nothing that we can give him but to thank him. I said, I'm going to come out here to just testify of seeing this baby because I cried my eyes out. I said, Lord, you're such amazing. And on that day, I planned to go to a conference with my friend. We paid for it, and she was saying, are you going? I said, yes, I will. I had to go and call my friend and said, look, I'm not living here. So can you please go? But I'm so grateful to God because it's amazing to see what he does. Church, we have a God that works in a mysterious way. His wonders to perform, and he has more to give us. So what can we do but to praise him? We praise him for this little girl. Thank you, Jesus. And at the same time, I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Father, who is, who was, who forever will be. Father, in your word, you said that you know us even before we were conceiving our mother's womb. And that's true. Because we worry, we fret about so many things, forgetting that you are the one that molded us in our mother's womb. Papa, what can we say to you? We cannot give you money because you have them. We cannot give you gold because you have them. We cannot give you silver. But Father, what we have, which is thanksgiving, praise and honor, be unto your name. Father, that we can testify as a church that you are a God that answered by fire. Thank you, Father, for this family. Thank you, Lord, because you answered your daughter's cry and you answered us. Because, Father God, if anything should have happened to this little girl, all of us would have been crying. But, Father God, because you answered us, we are all saying thank you, Jesus. Please accept our thanks and continue to bless this family. Papa, those that have taken their time to come to celebrate with this family, Father God, you know their heart. Whatever they are asking of you, please, Father God, this day, move in their direction. Please answer in the name of Jesus. That they will be able to testify that this day, you answer their own cry. Please be thou glorified. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Ancient of Days, we thank you. The I am that I am, I worship you. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, there is none like you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your goodness. You are a faithful God. Who can compare to you? None. I stand in awe of you. I thank you for being God indeed. You are the most sufficient one. All-sufficient God, I worship you. From the bottom of my heart, I lift you high. I say thank you for a time like this. Thank you that I can stand amongst the living. Thank you, Jesus, because you took me through the pangs of death that lay hold on me, but yet you took me out. You are a good God. I give you all the praise with all my heart. I say, these ones you blessed me with, I lend them back unto you. Father, Lord, keep them, sustain them, support them in the name of Jesus. Uphold them in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus upon those children, and I say from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, they are secured in you in the name of Jesus. Evil will not befall them. No plague shall come near your dwellings in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, day and night, as they journey through life, you will be with them in the name of Jesus. The wound that, or the scar that is left after delivery, Lord, you will heal in the name of Jesus. Their years they will spend in plenty, they will spend in pleasure, they will serve you. These ones will know you. They will walk with you. From their cradle, their lives shall be solely to you in the name of Jesus. In this land, they will be celebrated. All over the world, they will be celebrated. They shall sit with kings and with queens in the name of Jesus. I thank you for their time in my life. I thank you for the season they have come. Their season, even in this church, have been known for good. In the name of Jesus. Make them battle axe in your hand. In the name of Jesus. There will be a terror to the camp of the devil. I secure you in Jesus' name. You will know the Lord. The Lord will speak through you. In the name of Jesus. You shall be priests unto the Most High God. In the name of Jesus. I thank you for the family that has come far and near. Lord, you will take them back home safely. In the name of Jesus. Celebration shall not cease in all our lives. In the name of Jesus. You have come to rejoice. You've come to celebrate. For those that are coming, quicken their steps. The ones that are here, bless them. Unspeakable joy, let it be their portion. This day shall be known for good. We shall not record any evil. In the name of Jesus. I thank you for the leader of this house. Lord, you will sustain him. You will support his family. You will keep the church of God. We'll work stronger in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Redeemer. We lift you high above the earth. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Hello. Hallelujah. Please, bear me to English. I'm going to speak. I'm not a perfect to speak well. Anything that I can be able to say, take it like that. God brought us here today on behalf of my grandchildren and my daughter-in-law. I glorify God and say thank you for my men children. They follow me, come, and my daughter and daughter's-law and our friends, they came together to celebrate, to dedicate the children to God's hand. I thank God that He brought us here today. All the churches, they are in the Holy Spirit to be with us, to help us. We thank God and glorify God. I thank God for the children that He gave to me. I thank God that the Lord God kept me alive to see His goodness more and more. Glory be to God. Then we bring the children to the flood of Almighty God, that Almighty God will touch them today. We dedicate all of them to their hand, to His hand, to take care of them throughout their life and take care of the mother and the father. Raymond cannot be able to come to this occasion today because of one of other something that delayed him not to come. And we know his presence is with us here now. His junior brother is with us. So help us to pray for the children, that the children will continue to grow in the Lord, that the Holy Spirit will be upon them and be upon the mother and the father to know more the way of the Lord. Because our God is very sweet. Our God is very good. And I know all the difficulties, God Almighty is always be with us and help us and make us be in joyful today. Thank you, Father Almighty God. I glorify you. I say thank you. All of us and the brother, the junior brother, and everybody, and my son-in-law, we are here. And the pastor, we are here, and all the churches. We raise up the children to Almighty God to help us to care for them and forgive us all our sin. And press the Holy Spirit with us to continue His way throughout our lives. It's in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Let's stretch out our hands, everybody, and we're going to pray God's blessing and dedicate these children. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much for this family, the friends here, the family here, the extended family that are here before us. And Lord, we thank you so much for Aini, for Ori Ofe. Thank you that you have given them life, and we want to dedicate them to you. We want to give them back to you today. Thank you, Lord, that you have given them to Elizabeth. And we pray, would you give her wisdom, and would you give her grace, and would you give her the power of the Holy Spirit to bring these children up, that they would know you, love you, and walk with you. And Lord, we thank you that today we can celebrate with them in the wonderful, powerful name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Now, just before we finish today, it's also a special day for another reason, that you're not going to believe this, but it's Elizabeth's birthday. And in fact, that it's a special birthday. She's not 20. She's not 30. You never believe it. She's 40. Fantastic. Now, also, it's our dear sister Alma's birthday. Alma, come on down. Now, the thing is that we're not in this church, we're not after embarrassing people. Not at all. Alma, you're never going to believe this. Alma's not 20. She's not 30. She's not 40. She's 50. Oh, amazing. Here we go. Presents, please, presents. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Elizabeth and Alma. Happy birthday to you. Whoa. Amazing. Fantastic. Guys, thanks for being so patient. Guys, would you like to return to your seat? I can smell something in the air. Something is cooking. Heavenly Father, thank you that you provide us with so many good things. Thank you for this food that you have given to us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, you provided this wonderful, wonderful food. I pray for our fellowship. I pray for our time together. Lord, would you come and bless every person. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Now, guys, listen, as far as the food's concerned, there's a lovely selection of main course over there, and there's some desserts over there. So if you, in a moment, would like to go and queue up over there by the sign and get yourself some food, then that would be fantastic. Turn to the person behind you. Turn around to the person behind you. Say hi. Introduce yourselves. Say, would you like some lunch?